This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The political spotlight shines on southeastern Wisconsin with simultaneous campaign events from both sides of the aisle today. Republican candidate and former President Donald Trump will address supporters at the Fiserv Forum. Vice President Kamala Harris will rally Democrats just a few minutes away at State Fair Park in West Allis. Law enforcement says there will be traffic impacts in the Milwaukee area this afternoon. Justice is being delayed in Milwaukee County. A shortage of public defenders is leading to delays in the processing of multiple cases. Some defendants are having to wait weeks or months for their hearings. To address the issue, Milwaukee County officials say they're considering increasing compensation and improving recruitment from local law schools. You can do it through Sunday in Milwaukee. Today's the last day in Waukesha. The final day for early voting in the city of Waukesha is today, and that can be done at City Hall through 5. The city of Milwaukee has several early voting sites running today, tomorrow, and Sunday. As of Wednesday, just over 71,000 Milwaukee residents had voted early. That's down a third from the city's total in 2020. Before a visit to Milwaukee's Institute for the Preservation of African American Music and Arts, the 42nd president was a little bit north. Lisa Hale has more.
Speaking to a packed room of Harris Walz supporters in Oshkosh Thursday, former President Bill Clinton said this election is crucial for the economy and for the health of the nation.
Look, this is really a big deal. And I want my 10-year-old granddaughter to grow up with the rights that her mother had.
After his visit in Northeast Wisconsin, Clinton appeared at a faith event in Milwaukee.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks' losing streak continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won their season opener in Philadelphia. Since then, they've lost four in a row, this time in Memphis, to the Grizzlies, 122-99. So what do they need to do to get out of this slump? Brooke Lopez.
We need a little energy, someone to wake us up, yell at us, pick us up, whatever it is. We're going to figure this out eventually, you know? We're going to be a different team in March.
The Bucks host the Cavaliers tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers on the road tomorrow night against the Hawkeyes. Kickoff at 6:30. Iowa favored by 3 points. NFL, the Packers host the Lions Sunday. Jordan Love dealing with that groin injury. Safety, Xavier McKinney, who leads the league in interceptions, named the NFC Defensive Player of the Month, Coach Jeff Hafley.
When you play good defense together and you have success and you win games, guys are going to get rewarded, and he deserves to be rewarded. He, in my opinion, is the best safety in the NFL.
That's the Packers defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Holiday movie season is about to kick off, and there are two big films to be released in the next couple weeks. And theater owners and studio executives are hoping they crush the gate. It's not quite Barbenheimer, but Gladiator 2 and Wicked both open November 22nd, and cumulatively are estimated to pull in almost $150 million to help kick off the holiday box office. Hopefully these films match the amount of buzz and hype that is brewing throughout Hollywood. A Hollywood actor is headed to prison for 12 months and a day for his part in the January 6th insurrection in 2021. Actor Jay Johnston has appeared in shows like Bob's Burgers, Parks and Rec, Arrested Development, and the critically acclaimed Mr. Show. According to NBC News, the actor, who was also in Anchorman and Men in Black 2, pleaded guilty to obstructing officers during civil disorder. According to Variety, the actor stole a police shield to help make a wall against police and pinned an officer against a doorframe and was arrested a month later. Tough way to get a new headshot. U.S. Congressman Adam Schiff is proposing legislation that would help keep film and TV production here in the United States. Variety reports that the film industry has wanted these incentives for a long time to help keep production from going overseas. Production in the U.S. has dropped consistently the last 3 years. Variety says the federal incentives would supplement incentives that already exist in states like Georgia, New Mexico, and Illinois. The shower scene in the film Psycho is iconic and made people scared to take showers. Compared to a new shower scene in Terrifier 3, the psycho scene would be considered subtle, maybe even a love scene. Terrifier 3 is getting attention from the amount of people walking out of the film absolutely disgusted with said scene. One person in the UK actually vomited while watching the scene where two lovers are chainsawed to death in the shower. Filmmakers used 110 gallons of blood. What's really scary is there were probably some people in the audience watching with a smile on their face. Fans of Martha Stewart should check out a new documentary called Martha. But be advised, there is one person who is not a fan of the film, and that is its star, Martha Stewart. Stewart had issues with the way director R.J. Cutler made her look towards the end of the film, in which she says he portrayed her as, quote, a lonely old lady hunched over in the garden. She also has issues with the second half of the film for focusing too much on her prison stint, which Stewart says is a very small part of her life. Martha fans should judge for themselves, though. The film is available to stream on Netflix. Comedian Bill Burr and pop star Charlie XCX will host Saturday Night Live during the month of November. According to Variety, Burr will host the show November 9th, which will be the first episode post-election. This will be the comedian's second time hosting the show. Charlie XCX will host on November 19th and also appear as the musical guest. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 50 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 38. Tomorrow, sunshine, 58. And then we have more rain and some thunderstorms on the way Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.